League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
806 on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance here with you. 713-780-3776. Dell is here as well. You're more than welcome to get in. A lot of stuff to talk about. One thing that we haven't hit on yet, and Lance, it's a good thing, I think, now. Lance is out of the room, so let's take this Lawrence call here. Because I'm not sure Lance can comment on this stuff. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, I hear y'all talking about how everything about the money. I'm not trying to, you know, downplay what's going on with the people coming out for sexual assault or whatever. But, you know, if it's like guys who be on TV every Sunday, if you see that guy, what's taking so long for all to come out every day is like five people. What's taking so long? And I was that's another question. So if you ask a woman, does she look nice on you? Would that be sexual harassment?
I don't think so. If that's her issue that you say, wow, that blouse looks nice on you today, then, I mean, if you say, wow, those guys look great in that blouse, now that's a different story. You know what I'm saying? Well, but you do have to be careful. It is getting to a point.
It's crazy.
Well, it's getting to a point now where you actually can't have interaction in the workplace. It will, and it is. And I'm going to tell you this. Stop already, Twitter, okay, because I know where you're going with this. If I say this, but it's not, certainly not right for sexual harassment. There is no. But I could see guys saying, you know what, we don't need that. We can't have women in the workplace. So I can see a CEO going, you know what, we don't need this here. And
how about no guys in the workplace? Why not go the opposite way?
Okay, that too. But in the NFL network, I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Probably won't happen there.
I don't think that's going to happen there.
I don't know. I don't know why anyone feels the need to comment on what anyone looks like at work.
Well, anyone, hey, that's a nice blouse.
Hey, guys, what are we talking about here? I just got back.
Yeah,
what are y'all talking about?
You probably shouldn't be in on that.
What are y'all talking about? What's going on, guys?
You probably should stay silent on this one. But who's looking for you to comment on? The women coming to work thinking, hey, I hope that guy says something about what I look like today.
We talk about NFL.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I've had, women here. Well, that's a nice cologne you're wearing. That smells nice. Is that sexual harassment? Or if a woman's wearing a nice dress, man, that's a nice looking dress. You look nice today.
I don't know what to say.
That's a problem. Can be perceived as sexual harassment in the workplace.
I don't think it's a generic thing. It's about the particular relationship you have with that person.
Now, I will say this.
The reports were
saying,
a little
"Hey, you look nice
that.
In that dress," and sending a picture of yourself pleasuring yourself in the shower. That's two different things.
Yeah, I
think maybe that's a step too far.
A step too far?
Maybe.
What Ike Taylor did a step too far?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Accused of doing, Dell.
That's what he was
allegedly.
He was
well,
alleged.
No, I didn't say anyone did that. All I said was I think that if you send
in general
a picture of yourself pleasuring yourself in the shower, that's probably not appropriate to send to someone you work with.
Yeah, if you haven't heard, multiple NFL network personalities have been accused of sexual harassment. Now, the lawsuit was, the case, I think, broke in October, but the suspensions came yesterday. Heath Evans, Marshall Faulk, Ike Taylor, a couple guys who no longer work there, Donovan McNabb is named, Warren Sapp is named, and a non-football player who now works with Bill Simmons is named as well. I forgot that guy's name. But, yeah, the news broke yesterday. Heath Evans among them as well.
Yeah, Ike Taylor sent, not picture, video of himself.
Video of himself. Video allegedly. Of himself
having relations with himself.
Oh, my God. How about this little, here's a new one that's come out. Keaton Jones's mom, before y'all now decide, let me just read this. It seems as though no one, this is updated Monday night. It seems as though no one can verify the authenticity of the alleged Instagram account belonging to Kimberly Jones. The previous Instagram account below has been wiped of its profile photo, and a Wayback Machine search showed that it once belonged to a teenager who may be playing an Instagram hoax and selling verified Instagram accounts. Updated Monday. Yeah. Hmm. Apparently, Kimberly Jones is not the owner of the verified Instagram account, and Joe Schilling was communicating with an alleged fake profile.
All right. And?
Well, basically, that just
send
means
cash.
That,
then send cash. I don't. Oh, he doesn't want to go to any UFC fights.
That's
or
the thing.
College football games. Send cash.
No, that's the thing. Whoever owns the account was saying send cash. Kind of like Matt Malatesta's email to me. Hmm. Send cash. I am in hotel stranded. Please for help me.
Well, this is a great idea, though. Send a kid crying about being bullied and get
create
make
a fake
viral
account and just say, and yet, hey, guys, hey, you know what would be great?
We need to stop this?
Can you imagine if this turns out to be, it's already being reported that the kids that got bullied because he used the N-word and called people primates. Like, who reported? What do you mean it's being reported? Like, where are the reports? Right. See, I'm very careful about anything that comes from the internet
now.
Well,
the moms
it's so,
of the kids that were bullying
it's janky.
Him.
As, the internet is the most jankiest thing in the whole world.
I don't know if you've heard, but the kids who have alleged to bully Keaton Jones have responded. And they said, what would you do if you're being disrespected like that? Keaton Jones called me this, called me that. I'm a human being. He's a human being. What would you do? What would you do if someone said that to you, Lance? What would you do? Would
where
you not respond?
Here's all I know.
Would you
I
not
don't,
respond?
I don't listen to when people say, they say, or it's being reported, because I've seen that so many times over the last decade where it's just, it's so easy to fool the masses. I watch Black Mirror, Dell. I know how this happens.
I saw it on YouTube. A couple of kids were sitting in their
It really was?
They're sitting in their locker room.
Are we sure that it's
no, it was on YouTube. Keaton Jones is like 13, 14. It was in a high school locker room.
So Keaton's in there with them?
No. They were being asked about it. It's like, why are you bullying Keaton? He goes, what would you do? What would you do?
But,
and then one of his friends said, hey, man, you don't have to answer any more of these questions. You don't have to prove. I'm just being Quentin Jefferson to Michael Bennett right now.
See, I'm not smart enough to remember that you're using the Quentin Jefferson thing on us. So, Dell, see, now people are fooled by Dell. Like, see, the kids at the school actually responded. I heard it on 97.5 with the Men of Color.
No, that's from 11 to 1.
And that's not an official name of the show, right? It's kind of the secret show name. Yeah.
What would you do, Lance, if you're being disrespected by a Keaton Jones? Would you not respond?
What would you do? Hey, man, that Michael Bennett in the background that was showing that?
Hey, man, you don't have to ask any more of those questions, man. You don't have to. Yeah. You know who I loved on Sunday? Not necessarily Michael Bennett. NFL Twitter and their reaction to Michael Bennett. They were pissed.
Clay Travis? Did you read Clay Travis about Michael Bennett? He's not down with Mike.
No.
No.
No, he's not.
He's not.
Clay's found his lane. Oh, Clay's like, oh, man. This is like a snowplow, this lane. I can just... I'm not really a huge Bennett Brothers fan. I don't know. There's just some inconsistencies with how they handle stuff. I like some of the stuff, but not all of it. They're super loud. I hate the Seahawks. The Seahawks just... They're just too damn salty for no reason. Like, if you're getting your ass whipped, then take that ass whooping and stop trying to hurt people. You know what I mean? Right. Like, you got hit in the mouth by a bigger bully. Jacksonville's building a bully. Don't worry. You used to be Seattle. Jacksonville might be a bigger bully than you.
Right. Well, I want to talk about that. I just saw a ranking of the AFC teams, and it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Of course, the AFC is pretty weak right now.
If they had any quarterback play in Jacksonville,
oh my God.
Scary.
Eli.
Eli.
That's what I heard. 814 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about pajamas, okay?
Well,
guys,
actually, it's time to talk about them later.
Yeah.
Well, what if I want to talk about them now?
You can, but there's kind of a schedule where people want things set at
Screw
a certain time.
Screw schedule. I was in the mood for some pajama gram, but okay. You know what? I don't know if I'll still be in the mood later.
You'll be in the mood.
I might be.
Keep cashing them checks.
You'll be yeah, the you're right. That, yeah. that puts me in the mood. Yeah. 8:15 ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John, Lance, and Dell with you at 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 to hang with us. We still got a lot of stuff to do. Talked a little bit about, I don't think we explained it quite well enough, the NFL Network stuff. But Lance works over there. It's a difficult situation for you.
No, it's not difficult. If you're doing something you're not supposed to do with women, don't do it, and you got to be punished.
There was some groping involved, and I don't know.
Obviously, never heard about anything. I know. Allegedly. I know Heath a little bit. Marshall barely had any interaction with it all. Heath a little bit.
Ike is a great dude.
Ike, I like.
Doesn't
Ike
seem,
is
doesn't seem that great.
Ike is my
maybe
guy.
Not to Jamie Cantor, but
yeah, I like everything. Them. I'm gonna let everything play out. Same thing with this Keaton stuff. I don't know what's real and what's not. And frankly, I get so jaded with fake stories, real stories, this that. I'm to the point where I'm so jaded. We're like, oh, it's an interesting story. It reminds you that there's bullying going on, but I'm not going to get caught up in the fact finding of something that's internet viral, whatever.
But I don't want also, kids to get bullied. Again, could be a money grab. No idea. I mean, you go viral. Well, and I think you can make some cash.
The GoFundMe's also. You could have people setting up.
Don't they deny the GoFundMe's though?
Lance was reading.
That's
it,
what
right?
I'm saying. The family's like, that's not. We don't have any GoFundMe accounts. Trust me when I tell you, I just had $2,100 taken from a savings account by somebody who somehow got a hold of whatever and went and was taking money out of it. I mean, people are ingenious with ways that they find to steal your to help you part with your money. If you can create a GoFundMe where you can create people, you can make people believe that you are whatever, whoever you have, whatever cause, then that's your money free and clear. People aren't going to get it back. So, yeah, to think there might be some fake stuff out there. Oh, I don't know. Look, the kid did have he and his mom had the Confederate flag pictures and all that or whatever. That, like, unless they Photoshopped that, the kid's on a porch with no shirts on, that looked pretty real. But once again, it's not any skin off my back.
They could have been American flags. We don't know.
Oh, that somebody Photoshopped?
That somebody Photoshopped.
Oh, don't worry. The internet will figure out if it's Photoshopped.
Oh, yeah.
Internet's the ultimate. I don't even know why there's a CSI. I don't know why there's any type of.
It's just the internet.
The internet can figure everything out.
If I ask Lance Erland to tell Kay Adams, hey, girl, for me, is that sexual harassment?
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing anything. Right, Del?
I wouldn't if I were you.
Lamont can't read that one on the air.
Hello, that's, Kay.
That was ugly, the word you used there.
What Lamont said is, why are people upset the woman used her child? But he wasn't complimentary of that child.
No.
To dupe everyone and make some money. He says that's capitalism.
Well, he used a bad word for special.
Yeah, he used ugly word to describe Keaton.
Yeah. That's ugly.
Yeah. There's a lot of no-no stuff.
Yeah, no. To do. Josh wants to get in here. He's got a bully. What do you say, Josh?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning. John, Lance, Dell. Lance, thanks for stealing my thunder on that fake Instagram, fake Twitter account. Apparently, yeah, a lot of people were trying to raise money and starting GoFundMe pages to capitalize on it. But I just want you guys to be aware at 97.5, you've got your own scandal brewing. John, it's great to have you back.
Uh-oh.
The radio world was worried yesterday about you being sick.
We were, buddy. We were.
Your boys, Raheel and Dell, started the Pray for Granato hashtag, and we began raising money to purchase necessities like Tylenol cold and flu. We heard you like the grape flavor, so we were going in hard on that one. But when I told my wife, she took a look at your Facebook page, man, and now she's demanding that I pull down my pledge for you. So I just wanted to let you know people are starting to examine what you're doing online, Mr. Granato. And this Pray for Granato hashtag might just be blowing up.
Well, I can tell you with utter certainty that that's a fake Facebook page, since I've never been on Facebook in my life. So people are trying to...
Did you just wipe out your account when all the Pray for Granado stuff went? Did you try to deactivate and keep it a secret?
I've never been on Facebook. I decided a long time ago, I made a concerted effort that no one find me.
Did you run for president, sir?
I did, and I never had a Facebook page.
Huh.
Well, look, there you got the proof right there.
I got to believe an investigation has to ensue, because we can't just take you at your word.
The internet's investigating.
Are you on Facebook?
I am.
See, I didn't want any of my old friends or...
I don't have any.
I don't want any relatives or anybody actually knowing where I am.
I have a buddy of mine. This is a true story. He said... He said, I just have a lot of loose ends in my life from when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And I'm very settled now and everything's great and happily married with kids and all that. I really don't need any ex-girlfriends or ex-girl friends or people I met one night. He goes, I just don't need them finding me easily. He said, I just don't need
that. That's exactly why I'm not on Facebook. Never have been.
He's like... I don't need somebody to pop up from like my junior year of college.
Mm-mm.
He said, I don't need any of that stuff in my life.
Nope.
He said, for what?
That's right.
He said, I'm happily married. I don't need someone like just popping up, sliding into my private message, Facebook Messenger.
Or even early on, first of all, how much time you spend on it? I could be golfing and drinking beer. Okay. Secondly, all of the stories about finding exes on or getting catfished by someone, or just, you know, building a Facebook relationship and it gets too weird. I'm not sorry. I'd much rather play golf and drink beer. Coors Light.
Yeah, you don't want to get into that. And that was his point. He's like, I don't need somebody coming in and like, hey, look at these bikini pictures. I still got it. Like, nope, delete.
Nope.
Don't even deactivate.
Frankly, I think you are misguided in your thoughts, because who doesn't want to be Ray Allen?
Yeah. No.
Who doesn't want to be in Ray Allen's situation, catfished by a dude, and now that being a story that follows him around?
Ray, what are you doing? First of all, Ray got his entire spot blown up, and now he's got to tell his wife, listen, I had... what was almost going to be an affair, but it wasn't. What? Why did you do this? Hold on, I'm not done. It gets worse. I almost had an affair. I carried on a long emotional affair through whatever text messages or direct messages. Well, who is she? Well, this is where it gets it takes a turn. It's a dude. And it's a guy I didn't touch. And he's also been blackmailing me and... for money, and now he won't stop, and he keep like, oh my, okay. Ray, you're the all-time leading three-point shooter in NBA history. How could you do this?
Dude, don't ever, that's why I'm sending the pictures that you send somebody, the video of you pleasuring yourself in the shower. That never goes away. You know what never goes away? When you type to someone, oh yeah, I want to meet up with you. That never, ever,
but
ever goes away.
But that's not our generation. And if Raheel was here... And that's not even, like, that's kind of your generation, Dell, but it's even earlier. It's even earlier. Like, 27, my old producer, Michael Connor, I used to talk to him. I was like, do y'all really just get pictures sent to you like that? He goes, oh, yeah. If you're my age, he's like 26, 27. He goes, if you're my age, you've had probably at least 10 different girls send you pictures. I'm like,
that is what Snapchat is for.
What?
Yes.
Girls are protected. Well, women, excuse me. Hopefully, it's they're protected.
Screenshot it, right?
But they're told when you screen. So if you screenshot it, they're aware of it, and that they can decide whether they still want to.
No,
send
that's
you
just
stuff.
A different generation. The game has changed.
No,
substantially.
Oh, well, even Frankie's friends have gotten in trouble. Yeah, I sent a little picture with. What?
Yeah. What? Your daughter's in the age group where you got to worry about that stuff.
No. And so I'm like, I don't ever send. Don't press send ever.
Never.
If you're going to do something, do it where no one is recording and there's no cameras.
And even like, then, spy cams.
Yeah. Like Laramie Tunsil. Are you an idiot? You got a bong on? You got a bong face on?
they wait to
taking your picture.
Is his father-in-law? No, is his stepfather? His estranged stepfather. Wait until all right. Watch what happens on draft day, mother.
Three, two, one. Watch this.
And we're about 40 minutes from the first pick. Hold on. Breaking news. Let's go to our Adam Schefter. No, I'm sorry. Let's go to Ian Rappaport from NFL Network.
Oh, you better do that.
Yeah, better.
You better do that.
Guys, it appears as though a video has surfaced that appears to be Ole Miss left tackle Laramie Tunsil huffing a giant bong out of a gas mask. Now, I know this sounds cartoonish, and you're like, what? There's gas mask bombs? Bongs? But yes, it appears as though, and I remember I was in Chicago in the theater watching a draft with my editors, Dan Parr and Andy Fenelon, right next to me. We're looking at this like, that's got to be doctored. That can't be Laramie Tunsil ripping a giant gas mask bong hit.
Well,
before
until he
the draft.
Takes the mask off.
And I'm like, is there any way that they can, is it CGI? I'm like, no, it's Laramie. And then all of a sudden, draft pick. And I'm like,
and who benefited though?
Miami. So to be honest with you, I'm hoping Roquan Smith has
a gas mask for the
I need you to fall.
Dude, Roquan's a baller.
I know.
I finished writing him up, and he is really talented.
Hey, can someone who hates Roquan Smith release a video?
Please.
So he can drop into
the
late
teens? You're right. Why? I can't.
Don't ever do anything.
I told Drake, I'm like, y'all's generation, you got to stop putting yourself on blast with these videos and pictures.
Nothing.
You got to stop giving
that
people evidence.
Always can come back
you're
to haunt you.
Snitching on yourself.
Yeah.
Man, why are you self-snitching?
Right. Hey, take a picture of her, though, in her pajama, Graham. What? Give her something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. Super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajama Graham. Because let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all Hoodie Footy styles at PajamaGraham.com. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood and a full zip front. Imagine getting into that. Okay, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. Includes a Hoodie Footy and sexy Midnight Fantasy, and you're going to save $40 if you go to PajamaGraham.com right now. Plus, you don't even have to wrap. Every PajamaGraham includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. This is the time to do it, too, okay? And you'll get it by Christmas. Hide it from her. You got it. It's all said and done. So visit PajamaGraham.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs, 1-800-GIVE-PJs, or PajamaGraham.com. Tell them I sent you.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Still ahead, I'm going to have an ImproveMyErection.com spot, so keep on listening here on ESPN 97.5.
Is that called a teaser?
Yeah. Did you guys do the giveaway yesterday, the grill?
We did, but Lance, because he's unprofessional, completely forgot about it, so he had to rush it.
Call so number we gave 40 away a grill? just to blow them up. I said call number 40.
You didn't blow me up.
No, like I think the blitz sometimes says call number 79 or some, you know. That ain't, hey, it ain't
call
like they're doing anything up there.
97.
That's nice. So we gave away a grill. How about that? Texas Star Grill Shop stepping up. Rick and Michelle. We're going to be at Trailer Wheel and Frame on Friday. You have not done a Trailer Wheel and Frame yet. You haven't had Rudy's Barbecue yet.
Oh, is that out there?
Uh-huh.
So we'll have that out there for the people
on
Friday?
You probably won't be able to take advantage of it because they usually come.
Well, he might have to stay.
Well, they do breakfast stuff, and we'll see if Rachel. I'll tell Jonathan.
Yeah, why are you looking at me like that? Because I won't be out there. It'll be only from 7 to 11, so your buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, you're staying the whole time.
He might have to.
You got
to
stay the whole time.
We'll see. I'm in a nightmare. I have so many players to get done that I have to have all the Senior Bowl guys and all the Shrine Game guys done, written up. Everything. I have run into more little things that like, oh, this will only take about an hour and a half. Like, that's two players potentially. That's like, And it's just, I had to move my office from there to here. I had to go do this to like today. I need to go back to Craig to surf and take and switch out my car. It's little things here and there that add up. And I'm like, that's why I'm coming up on Sundays and working on Sundays, working on Saturday. It's a 7 day a week deal right now.
Well, why don't you just come out there?
I'm gonna let
have Tyler do the show.
Then who's gonna be out there with me? Because Raheel's out.
Will you write up my some of my players?
Raheel is out.
Can you write up some of my players? Watch the tape, Dale.
No, you just come back. You're here till like 6. It's Friday. Whatever. Hang out there till 11. Come back here and do your work. What's so hard about that?
We'll just write up a couple.
What do you want me to
centers?
Dale,
if you want to have me write up Florida State players, I'll do that for you. This guy blows.
You have to write up. I have to write up.
You should write up You should write up the Miami players for him.
The offensive line, they blow. I would say that about Darling and McDermott.
Let's see. I already wrote them up, and I'm like, this guy has. He will struggle to find a spot on a practice squad. Is what I said about one of his.
Well,
guys.
I do know that they blew against that big boy. I like that kid from Duke. That big defensive tackle from Duke. Who was dominant against your Miami line?
He had a night. I think he has an African last name. I forgot.
Yeah, I forget what it was too. He's a good player. Why don't you play that audio and see if people can guess? Do we have a giveaway today?
No.
That audio I put on the rundown. Do you have it? Let's see if people can guess. There's two things about this that are really kind of amazing to me, and it really shouldn't be. After the Jenners, did you hear about this? Like, they had to shut down a New York street because Kendall Jenner was going to be at a store or something.
What?
This happened about, I don't know, 6-7 months ago or something.
Wait, is this whenever she did the Pepsi commercial that didn't hit?
No, it was before that.
Okay.
But that's amazing, too, that something that they did didn't hit. But, the internet will police that.
Yeah, don't worry.
That crap.
The internet's got this.
But this is amazing to me. This happened on a New York City street. And there are two things that are amazing. And you won't believe, and this is, we'll get the audio of this. Dale's working on getting it. Getting the audio of this. And it's something, it almost sounds like it's a roller coaster ride or it's some kind of an event or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't be more disgusted with life, with America 2017. First of all, America 2017, didn't it start with we hate Trump? Isn't that how really 2017 started? With all the controversy and we had racial stuff going on.
It's been the year of Trump, period.
Yeah, not really. Because then it turned into the year of Kaepernick. Because
then
it turned, and now it's turned into the year of sexual harassment.
Do you remember when everyone said, "God, I can't wait for 2016 to be over. Ugh, this is the worst 2017. Wildfires like never before. Worst hurricane flooding in the history of ever. The Kaepernick stuff, the Trump stuff, the sexual harassment stuff. Like 17
bullying. Now we're finishing up the year strong with bullying.
17 is. It's beating the brakes off of 16.
It's unbelievable. Yet we had the Astros. The only positive, and the rest of the world didn't, but we did.
Yeah,
we
don't care about the rest of the world. Give me my Astros.
We had the Astros, and that's it. So, but this is so amazing to me. Here's the audio. Here's the audio from this video that we're watching. 30 seconds. Oh, yeah. Okay, can you have any idea what
what is this?
Do you have any idea of what audio that is?
When they go, I'm assuming they're going down a roller coaster.
No, that's not it. It's actually a bunch of people standing behind these what do they call those?
The guardrails.
Guardrails, okay. Yeah. They have them lined up because there are, I don't know how many, hundreds and hundreds of people that are in front of a big baller brand pop-up shop. There's a pop-up shop that opened up.
That's not even the end of the story, Lance.
That's not even the story.
That's not the worst part.
That's not even the story. So that's not the story. There's hundreds of people. That's the first thing that I can't believe. The second thing that I can't believe is somebody's walking their dog on this sidewalk where people are walking while all these people are standing in line for the pop-up.
Please say the dog has big baller slides on. Please say that.
The dog dumped on the sidewalk.
Is that what everyone goes, whoa? Well,
because people are walking by and don't notice the dump. And they're walking by, and the first one, Dell played again underneath. The first people are walking by, and a guy and a girl, and they just miss it because everybody's waiting for somebody to step in it. Here. And he missed it.
Oh, there's him. Watch it, watch it. You can hear it.
Now, the woman that behind stepped in it.
Wait. Okay, you redeemed yourself, Internet. I actually like this video now. I like how they're like,
And then
people are sad you didn't step in dog turds. And then they're like, except the two people going, watch out.
First of all, who's letting, I hope the dog was on its own and didn't have an owner that just said, good dump there and we'll keep on walking. Secondly, why are all these people standing in line, shutting down a New York City street for big baller pop-up shop? What is wrong with America? Like this big baller brand, dude, how much is he still charging $500 for a pair of shoes? Is he really? And people are waiting in line for this? Honestly, since I never understood anything like this, Lance, and I never understood you standing in line for Brokeback Mountain, but you did. Okay. I don't understand standing in line for anything, if you want to know the truth.
Let me tell you something. I'm mobile app guy. I don't stand in line at the Starbucks anymore.
Because more people will get it.
Yeah, I don't want any of y'all having it. I go to movies when I'm not working. I go to movies on Tuesdays at noon. So none of y'all are in there with me.
That's Dell. He likes the theater by himself. Like,
hey, guys, you want to all go to lunch? No. You know why? Because I brought my headphones and an iPad, and I'm getting ready to sit in here and just be me.
Right.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. You're like Ron from Parks and Rec.
I'm turning into Ron Swanson.
Ron Swanson.
Why am I going to watch
so I'm sick yesterday.
Idiots?
I must have watched 30 Parks and Rec yesterday.
Did you?
Yes. I got caught up in it. On Netflix and just kept watching over and over.
You know what I do? My go-to when I'm really like running a fever and stuff, because I just have it in on the background as I like, and I'll just peek or watch a show for a little bit. I usually do either Food Network or I turn on
commercials there.
But I'm not really watching. Like I'm sometimes watching, sometimes just trying to hang on to dear life. Yeah. Or I turn to a movie channel like an HBO.
Yeah.
And it'll roll through about four or five movies, and I will have watched maybe parts of three of them.
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
No, I did Parks and Rec yesterday and just vegged, and that was a great day.
Do you guys ever watch any of the replaying of the Rockets on or the Astros? I sometimes will watch.
What, the 30-minute version?
Well, is it only 30?
No, the Astros have got a condensed version.
That's the way to do it. That's the way they should be doing the Rockets, too.
You can do that on your phone.
I was watching
MLB.
After the postgame, I watched some of the I was watching a postgame for the Rockets, but I watched because I missed the first. I missed a chunk of it, and then I was like because I just didn't realize what time it was. I was like, holy crap, it's already the second half.
Mm-hmm.
And so jumped in, so I was watching that. But that's condensed is the way to go. Replays with condensed.
Yes,
that's a huge win.
That's the best. 8:45. Go to MLB. Get the MLB app. You can watch all your games in less than 30. 8:45. ESPN 975-713-780-3776.
They say I need some Rogaine to put in my hair.
You're listening to ESPN 975. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Still ahead. Improve my erection spot coming up. Did you guys see, like, we buried the lead. The most important story in the world yesterday, that the PGA Tour, that golf is no longer going to take viewer call-ins to make decisions on rulings.
Was that the lead?
It's the most important story in sports. Okay, and we buried the lead. Do you think we disappointed the audience? Yes. I do. Yes. That and the idiotic, if you signed an incorrect scorecard. Now, if you put a wrong score on and you sign an incorrect scorecard, that's fine. But if you go back and there's a rules violation afterwards.
Signing the incorrect scorecard is the adult version of 1, 2, 3, no backs. It's the same thing like, too late now. Sir, you took your hands off the cards, sir.
What?
It's like, you know, it's the same kind of, I guess I got. Once you play your domino piece.
Once you play your chess piece and you take your finger off.
Finger off, yeah. That's
over.
The other one, yep.
I mean, for the first time, I actually want you to reminisce, Lance, because most of the time it's just boring when you two talk about what you did in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But Lance, does a piece of you, like, kind of die inside when John does this type of stuff? Like, a little piece of your. Like, this job is pretty fun. You come here, you do this, you do your NFL mm-hmm. stuff. It's pretty fun. But when John brings this stuff up in the middle of a show, does it kind of like a piece of you slough off and die?
What are you talking about?
Do you actually feel a piece of you sloughing off? Because that's what I feel. Like, I could feel, I was doing something on the log, setting some stuff up for the next break. And when he brought it up, I was like, ooh, that doesn't feel good.
Because you don't know,
I knew the story.
You know what Dell's favorite game was in the Astros in the World Series?
The last one.
Game 7?
The last one.
Because it meant the baseball season was over?
Baseball was over.
Dude, it's the world. Are you kidding me?
No, he hated it.
I didn't hate it, but I'm glad it's over.
You didn't want. You wanted it to end as soon. You wanted them to lose in 3 against
Boston.
I'm
the biggest Astro fan. I want them to sweep the entire thing.
The playoff run. That feels inaccurate.
Yes.
I wanted it over as quickly as possible.
The playoffs. That was incredible.
It was incredible.
That was an incredible run.
It was incredible, but I wish they had done it sooner.
Baseball's a long season.
I asked AJ at that event. I said, dude, I really was worn out after that. Can you win in 5 next year? That sucks.
Yeah, seriously. Let's move it along.
It sucks. Let's keep going. I don't want to go 7 anymore. I'm done with 7.
Game 5 felt similar to what I felt in Game 6 when the Rockets beat the Clippers in 2014? Remember when they had it, or was it 15 when they had it? It was 15. And it's just like, oh my God, how did they just do this? And you're so excited, you can't even hardly go to sleep that night. And then you head to a game, you know, to the next game. It had that same kind of like, but it was exhausting. Never been so mad at, I got madder at people.
At Ken Giles?
Well, Giles and everybody.
Well, yeah.
It's not like anyone held the lead.
No, Devo.
Devo, I mean, come on, Devo.
Well, Devo.
Come on, Giles. I feel like I've broken up with Ken Giles for life. I feel like I don't ever want to see him again.
And I'm tired of this Devo is Andrew Miller thing. No, he's not.
Andrew Miller's Andrew Miller,
and Devo's not. Okay, let's stop that.
Honestly, a lot of the bullpen guys, like the starters, the bullpen guys, they stepped up. The bullpen guys, no. They looked like they were terrified every time they were in the game. I thought Devo was going to hyperventilate at one point.
Well, except when he's walking around.
Oh, he gives you the gum chewing swag.
Yeah.
Like, look at him chew that gum.
I don't know if you guys, did you guys touch on Stanton going to the Yankees?
No, we didn't. We need to.
I mean, is this a game changer?
Well, you know, it might be. Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge is only going to get better.
I'm going to tell you this. That's a real murderer's row right there.
Their bullpen is legit.
Sanchez keeps hitting. You move Sanchez to fifth. You go Judge, Stanton, Sanchez.
Well, that might be the most dangerous lineup in modern day history.
I'm looking at lineups, and for whatever reason,
for home runs.
Consistently that they're putting Stanton in the two hole behind Gardner, Stanton, and then Judge. I see lineups. Where
really?
That's the sabermetric approach.
Well, maybe getting more at bats. Okay, I see that. I don't mind that, but this is a real dude. You went 7 games with the Yankees. The Yankees are going to be real. The Yankees did it right. Now this is a Yankee move, but what they've been doing lately is bringing up their own talent, trading away, and bringing up their own talent. That's a good baseball team.
I ain't afraid.
I ain't scared either. But I just
we got the combination.
I don't love it.
Liriano to get out. Ken Giles.
What
he hates you.
I'm feeling really good about that Astros bullpen.
We can't ever have a nice discussion about golf or baseball.
Hey, let's go. Sip, Musgrove.
Hey, hold on.
How did you turn this into what the most important story in sports? The not being able to have viewer call-ins about
MLB
rules
trade rumors. Here's MLB trade rumors. Let's get the newest one. As the Astros prepare for a World Series title defense, they are at least weighing the possibility of adding a significant rotation piece, according to Ken Rosenthal. Per the report, the club has shown interest in Yu Darvish and Jake Arrieta. Possible trade targets such as Chris Archer could also be considered. I think adding another starter is very possible, and then maybe making... I mean, Brad Peacock, full-time bullpen guy?
Well, Brad Peacock is full-time bullpen guy now. Yeah. With McHugh is your fifth, and Morton is your fourth. I mean, you push McCullers down to fourth.
Wait a minute.
If Archer comes, you push McCullers down to fourth.
Or McCullers to fifth.
And Morton,
Charlie
fifth.
Morton to fourth. Either way.
Right.
Then you got Brad Peacock in the bullpen.
But you know what? You might go McHugh fifth and Morton in the bullpen.
I don't care how they do it. I just know this much. Get a real bullpen guy.
Yeah.
Stop. I don't want to hear,
well,
please, don't just trust Ken Giles and Luke Gregerson and
no,
all
Gregerson's
these other
already
guys.
Been traded.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
already,
that's
he's
right.
already signed.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's already
that's
gone.
Right. He's gone.
He's gone. Thank God.
God, this bullpen's going to be awesome. Can you imagine when
they're going to do something?
The Yankees bring up top of the ninth or the bottom of the ninth, depending on where it is, in a playoff series. You got Gardner, Judge, and actually, you have Stan first, and then Judge, and then you think to yourself, who are we going to get?
You know, if they go
get these guys out,
if they go get Jake Arrieta,
you got Musgrove to get him out.
Yep,
and then you can maybe go to Giles to get him out.
Nah,
Musgrove,
that's not be.
You got Musgrove. Wait a minute,
Peacock.
I'm going to go Musgrove, Peacock, Morton. Are you kidding me?
Peacock has a. I don't think Musgrove is going to be.
Oh, Musgrove's going to be good. And
why do you think that?
Oh, I
based
do.
On last
I
year.
Do. Yes, because he's young, dude. You can't just judge. You can't judge on that.
No, but Peacock.
I think
Peacock's
Musgrove
got
is going to be.
Pitches.
Musgrove's going to be real. I believe in Musgrove.
Well, here's the thing. They got Martez and they've got
Martez.
What about the what's his name?
What about
Tyler?
That dude closing instead of trying to him going?
Think those strikes
with his hat. His hat's crooked. I love that about him.
Martez and if they can throw strikes, like you'd love to have it homegrown because it'd be cheaper. You'd love to find a cheap option. You're going to have to. But I really think Dallas Keuchel's not a long-term Astro.
No, he's not.
I just don't think so.
He's getting too old. Not that he just got Boris.
Yeah.
He
got Boris, which is going to hurt. He's getting older. They know they got some young arms coming up. They almost have to just let him walk.
Yeah. All right, we got a break because we're going to be on 94.1. All right, we're going to simulcast on 94.1, so we got to break it here. And I promised it, and here it is, improvemyerection.com. ImproveMyErection.com.
There
are the
is.
Kids in school
there
or are
is.
They not? You got some copy for me, Kirsten? You do? ImproveMyErection.com is the place where you can go. And guess what? Guess what that's all about? I don't even have to tell you because I think it's all in the title. ImproveMyErection.com. Dr. Michael Rorick has been doing this for years for guys. It's the Gaines Wave Therapy. It's simple, pain-free. Offers payment options as low as $150 a month. You're paying right now $500, $600 a month for blue pills. You don't have to do that anymore. Well, I'm not promising, but it's not always. That's not always the answer. And here's the deal, is he's been helping so many guys. And it's not just because you're old and say, well, I'm old and therefore. No. Dude, this is happening to 20-year-olds, 30s, 40s, 50s. It's about blood flow. It's not psychological. It's physical. If you have plaque in your veins and the blood is not flowing to the right region, then guess what? Dr. Rorick can help you. You know, help improve the problem. Don't just put a Band-Aid with a blue pill on it. Call 281-496-3355, 281-496-3355, or ImproveMyErection.com.
Strange work.
Mama. Loaded, ready, rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.